My name is Beck. I'm the co-host of the Not Super Woman podcast, and I'm the great-granddaughter of Irish, American and Italian immigrants, and I'm grateful to call Australia home. I'd like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation as the traditional owners of this land of which the podcast was recorded, and extend our respects to the elders past and present. I am in awe of their strength, of the world's oldest living culture, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to share this podcast on their land.
Welcome to this week's episode of Recap and Ramble. And we're feeling, I wanted to say refreshed, but I'm not. I feel broken. And after a small hiatus.
Yes, we had a week off because we're tackling school holidays at the moment. And we've just come back from Easter and I am enthralled to find out about camping. How did you go?
Well, I'm here, so that's a positive. But, okay, you know what? I've been thinking about this quite a bit because I was like, did I enjoy it? Didn't I enjoy it? I enjoyed elements of it. Will I go back? Maybe.
Oh, that's a positive.
Yeah. So it wasn't bad, and there is something really nice about, this sounds so naff, sleeping outside under the stars.
It doesn't sound naff. That
in like a
nice,
fully enclosed cocoon. Yeah. Spider free. Yeah.
So you didn't see
No, as soon as I got there, I set the tent up. When I say I, Charlie set the tent up. I project managed. And then I got the barrier spray from Bunnings that you use to spray your house, and sprayed the car, sprayed all the edges of the tent.
Oh, that's clever.
And then I did like, yeah, I fully went like a bit psycho with this. Charlie's like, we could breathe that in and all have cancer. I'm like, small price to pay. So I felt safe.
Yeah, I did call you like after you returned, and I was relieved.
I had no reception for 4 days,
and I was relieved and excited to know that it was pretty successful. Really,
yeah.
And I mean, you said the only nightmare was that the kids were still running wild at 9 o'clock at night or whatever.
Yeah, like 10 o'clock. But that things like that challenge my. I am so controlled and routine based. Things like that slightly drive me insane. So I drew on my medicinal marijuana and popped myself into bed. So that was fine. But, it was pretty challenging for me because I'm not someone that also – like I love all my friends in Red Hill, but they're new friends.
Yes.
And I'm not someone that's going to put myself usually in an environment with people I've never travelled with.
Yes, yep.
For 4 days on the banks of the Murray.
I know you, and I know that's so true what you've just said, and I'm very proud of you.
And coming off the back of our little chat, I don't want to give anything away, but with Caroline from Survivor.
The Australian Survivor TV series.
I feel like this was my version of.
I did, when I was chatting to Caroline prior to an interview, I did laugh with her that we've been talking about how we're not even campers, and yet she did 47 days stranded in Samoa. But and here we are patting ourselves on the back.
And as we were chatting to her, I was nodding and I'm like, yeah, similar. Anyway, I made it through. The girls had the best time ever. Charlie was like in his element cooking breakfast on a fire at like 6 a.m. I was like, get me a coffee, black coffee. it was a positive experience and I may go back.
Oh, well done.
So talk to me about your Easter with your entire family.
Yes, we reunited family members after 6 years and had the 14 of us all together, and it was, look, it's funny that stuff, isn't it? Like, it's absolute bloody chaos and it is like intense and a bit of a roller coaster, but at the same time it was so special and so nice. And it just that reminder as well, like my sisters and I haven't been all together, the three of us, really for a long time. Like
years.
10 like, years or yeah. something. But so to resume as siblings was like really.
So is that what inspired you to get a tattoo?
Okay, I need to do some explaining. We Where do I start? I had one night where I haven't been drinking at all.
Were you on the medicinal marijuana?
I haven't been drinking at all. And then it's funny, no one in my family really drinks. And then all of a sudden my sister, my elder sister, started to have
a chat. I don't want to say family things drive you to the bottle, but they do.
Sometimes. No, but my elder sister started to have a champagne, and then I was like, oh, I'll join you on a champagne. And then it was just one of those runaway trains where you
– it's a slippery slope,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, we just – all of a sudden my American sister is a musician and used to tour and sing and is very sort of – free-spirited, call it. And she was like, let's get a matching tattoo. And I was maybe a bottle of champagne deep going, yeah. And then I was like, okay, what are we? And then my dad was horrified and he was like, you're not getting a tattoo. And I'm like, I'm not 18, Dad. I can do what I want. It's funny, at the age of 38 and being a parent myself, nothing really changes. You're still a child with your parents, no matter what age you are. And my dad was like, I'm going to bed. This is ridiculous. So anyway, we trottled down to the tattoo parlor and thank God it was closed. So I didn't wake up the next morning and wonder what the hell had happened. But it was one of those slightly like the hangover moments where you're just like, what happened last night?
Were you severely hungover?
So hungover. Like going
from, you hadn't been drinking. Like you
– I haven't had any drinks for like 10 weeks. And yeah. So, yeah, it was
shock
fun
to the system.
But it reminded me of two sisters, Lisa and Ellie, where they were like, own your blowouts. And,
yeah, and keep
then,
it real.
Yeah, and then just come back to who you want to be and what you want to do, but don't shame yourself for it. And no. I do feel like that. I was like, that was super fun, wild, totally – like, you know,
and
probably
you never get
slightly
to
inappropriate.
Spend those time. Slightly fucked up. Traumatic. People bond through trauma.
Yeah.
But you never get that time with your sisters and, like, fun.
Yeah,
so
it
fun.
Was good. It was really good. But, yeah, we left. I mean, yeah, having all the cousins
you got kicked
together,
out of the hotel.
Yeah, no. Having all the cousins together, I was like, oh, my God, I'm ready for breaks. And then call it a break, even though my children are still on school holidays and they still have to fill their time.
Oh,
with
it's
activity.
Not a break because the girls are like, we're on holidays. I'm like, no, let's just clarify this. You've had a lovely Easter break. Now, mum and dad are back to work.
Yeah.
And like, yes, you're on holidays. We're not on holidays. And it's called survival. Actually, there's a show.
School holiday
but it is
survival.
Like you've kind of just got to triage everything you've got to do because we're all still working.
Yes.
And you can't go on holidays every school holidays because we don't get like 100 weeks, well, not even 100 weeks. It's only 52 weeks in a year, but no one gets that much annual leave.
I know. Well, it's funny that you say that because, yes, our children are all huddled together today to try and record this session. So
they're at Bounce,
yes,
in the pissing rain.
Yeah, yeah.
With our good friend, shout out to you, Liz, who's pregnant with her fourth child, about to give birth in the next 3 weeks.
And has taken our children to Bounce. Good on you.
Love you, Liz.
It's a team effort, even when
it's
recording.
It's like a baby shower, mini baby shower.
Just with not your friends, your friend's children.
With your friend's children. Yeah, I hope, yeah. Anyway, poor Liz. So anything else to report?
Well, we've got a recap on our Rebecca Pritchard episode, which, gosh, finances, that episode has really taken a life of its own in our everyone. We've had such a wonderful response to it and it's really hit home for everyone.
Yeah, I've had some good messages. Like it's been triggering and made people really think and reassess how they manage their finances.
And even the conversations that they have with their partner. Because I think that's the other thing is a lot of people, I think all of us, I'm probably even victim of it too, of not talking about.
I just like to send things in an SMS.
Oh, I feel like SMSs are helpful at times than him.
Yeah, but then you don't know the tone.
Yeah. Well, especially mine because they're like a book, my SMSs.
Yeah, mine are very brief and in point form. Or just a thumbs up or thumbs down.
But she the interesting thing that I just don't know how I feel about it is that we have a TikTok.
Which I didn't even know we had.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't know that we had a TikTok.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's sweet.
We have little to no followers, but that's okay. And anyway, but her commentary on that episode and those clips went, for us, in our world and terms, pretty viral. And what was weird and hard to fathom is a lot of the male commentary on the TikToks.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, and it's just it's so the statements are so dominant and like,
yeah, and people writing such brash kind of outlandish comments, and a lot of them haven't been women, they've been men.
I know, it's funny because I think the tricky part is having clips from an episode doesn't contextualize the whole conversation.
No.
And so the commentary of what they're leaving on the on TikTok and stuff is not accurate to the entire conversation. But then...
And no one's anti-men.
No.
At all. Like, it's not about that in any way.
Yeah. I mean, the you know, we had... One of the clips was talking about super splitting and, like, we just had so many blokes be like, this is such a bad idea, this is dumb. Like, and it's just sort of that, I think... Yeah, sort of an uneasy reminder about how I think I, like before, use the word domineering. Like, it's just such a domineering kind of attitude to something that really ultimately is so simple, like doesn't affect really any, like in your family dynamic, it doesn't, you don't lose any wealth, you don't gain any wealth. It's a simple split down the middle that stays within the family unit. And so I'm sort of like, how is that?
Well, it's like, dumb. Are you thinking about leaving and taking all your super?
I don't know. So it's a new territory for us. We haven't had an episode yet that has had a responses and reactions to a topic like this before. And it's just been quite a learning curve. Not that we would change or do anything differently, just more like a reality and a reminder of social media and people just leaving brash comments and stuff that it's like, oh wow, there's a world out there where there are some
people are very,
very opinionated.
And my favourite phrase, not 100%. But everyone's entitled to their own opinion, so good on them.
Yes.
I'll be deleting you tonight when I work out how to use TikTok.
So, but that being said, Rebecca's insights and information has just been so helpful.
Yeah, it's been
and
fantastic.
Informative and just inspiring. I even recently she put up a post about an article that the Money magazine did about super splitting and put out some really informative information, but also just that reminder about even a magazine established like that didn't quite delve into the full detail and intricacy of the options that you do have. So it's worth investigating and
doing your own due diligence and research, because a lot of companies don't promote it.
No.
Yet they will do it.
Yes. Yep.
So that's our wealth tips and tricks,
which
won't
really
be operating a finance podcast moving forward, considering I have trouble with CommBank. genuinely do have trouble with that. But I've got some good, like, well, not, it's not good news, but I actually found this quite funny. Did you know Bridget Jones 4 is coming?
Oh, you're joking. I didn't know that.
Well, it's number 4, so that's not even a sequel. What is number 4?
So what would come next?
Well, she's number 2 and then number 3 and now there's number 4.
In the sequence of numbers.
Well, Bridge is back and she's in her 50s, late 50s.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm questioning.
No, I know. I think it is her in her late 50s.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Well, do we really want that? I don't know.
Oh, I would watch it.
Yeah, I would watch it too.
God, the
maybe
moment.
Maybe it's something I never wanted but maybe needed.
The moment in, I don't know, it must be number three, where she's in labour and Colin Firth and... what's his name? Oh, Pat. What's his
Hugh
name?
Hugh Grant. No.
No, it's not Hugh Grant.
Watched. Isn't he in it?
Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, I'm thinking number two. See, this is where it all gets really confusing.
When they're carrying her to the hospital because there's too much traffic, I don't think I've ever laughed so hard. Tom and I are both in hysterics.
Okay, I'm going to go back.
It is. It's good fun. I'd be fascinated to see where good old Bridget.
But where they take it for number four. Yeah, I'm intrigued too. I'm also loving Cowboy Carter, number one on the country music charts.
Ah.
Yeah, so she's it's the first album by any black woman to top the country music charts.
It's pretty impressive. I feel like Beyonce, anything she puts her mind to, she freaking dominates.
It's a bloody good album. I've been playing it nonstop.
Doesn't she do a reprise of
Jolene?
Yeah.
I loved every second.
I haven't listened
Charlie
to it.
Charlie hated
yet.
Every second. He's like, she's butchered it, and I'm like, it's fantastic.
No, sometimes I can appreciate the originals, and then sometimes it's nice for a refresh.
And Willie Nelson, like there's some, yeah, it's good. I loved it. I'm really into my country music though.
I'm actually shocked because you're a traditionalist normally. You normally are like, I'm sticking to the OG, but I'm surprised.
I'm getting older and wiser.
This is new
and
Zoe. Camping. Listen to renditions.
Watching sequels.
And I'm impressed.
And the other thing that was kind of sad, I feel like I've just been on social media a lot this week, is Sasha and Isla Fisher breaking up after 20 years.
Yeah.
I loved them as a couple. Not that I know them. We're not friends, but...
I must say, any time I do see a couple who's in a long relationship split, it really, it's like unnerving. It's like...
Well, they've been together 20 years.
I just feel like it enters into my mind. I'm like, are we all doomed?
But then, who was that divorce lawyer that recently that went viral too, saying that it's actually not worth it to get married because it's, I'm going to find this clip to support what I'm saying here, but it's like actually financially better to get divorced. It was like this kind of the status quo of divorce versus marriage, and it was so depressing, but it kind of made sense.
Look, there's practical reasons for it one way and the other on both sides. But I do feel like, yeah, every time I see a couple split, I'm just like, God, because there's no doubt marriage is incredibly fulfilling and then at times incredibly challenging. And so I'm just like...
You are so profound.
No, but I'm like, God, when I see another one bite the dust, I'm like,
I know,
damn.
And you're like, am I next? Yeah. On that note, no.
I know that, yes, I did I did read something about that said, though, she engaged divorce lawyers 2 years ago, but that could have been a tabloid.
No, and I think they did come out and say that they'd kind of been working through it for ages.
Yeah.
You know, and they've got three children, I think, two or three, and, yeah, like they both work full time. I get it.
Another unsure fact from us. 2, 3, I don't know. We'll sort that out later. But yes, I was hit hard by that one when I read. Actually, Tom said to me, we both woke up and then saw it on a news.com order in the morning, and he's like, "What, did you see that?" And I'm like, "I did." And then I'm like, "Now get me a coffee."
Bring me my coffee in bed. Whip, whip. Well, yeah, it's good to be back. Nice to see you.
Yes.
Looking forward to bringing you what we'll bring next week. We're going to leave that open because we've got a few good ones that we've recorded and we're not sure which one we're going to drop.
Yeah, because holidays for us is not really holidays. It always keeps churning in the background, the podcast.
Yeah.
So we've got
a truer word spoken.
Lots more to come.
Adios.
Bye. Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Not Super Woman. You can find extra resources, links and information on our website, which is notsuper-woman.com.
Is that a dash or a hyphen?
A dash is a hyphen, Rash.
Wonderful.
And if you're enjoying what we're bringing, you can follow us on our socials, and we're across all podcast platforms. So hit subscribe, guys.